Not only is this the birthday of the church, it's also the first Sunday of the month, and we celebrate what we call communion, the Eucharist, the different ways of celebrating what the Lord done for us. And we, since COVID, we were using the little cups, and we still use those. If you didn't get a little cup, well, I get one. Or we'll do it the traditional way with the bread and the juice and little cups, and you can come to the altar, and Judy and I will serve you. And we do this. We just got past Memorial Day, as we do a memorial. This is a memorial for what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us in the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the promise coming again, and the forgiveness of sin. So we're grateful for that. It's also what we call on the church calendar Pentecost. Now, Pentecost, we think about it only in the way of the New Testament church, Pentecost, which was the birthday of the church. But one of the Jewish feasts is Pentecost, and it was the celebration of Thanksgiving for a first fruit offering, primarily when they brought the wheat in from the fields. And they would celebrate that. And that the word penta simply means 50, but the Pentecost feast is celebrated from the early Israelites all the way up until today. But the other feast that we celebrate today is Pentecost. And the tongues of flames that rested upon them, that's one of the reasons we look at red, fire, red. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about Pentecost, but I want to share with you the scripture that we'll use, and as it relates to the birthday of the church. Now, I'm only going to, the lectionary reading is chapter 2, 1 through 21. I encourage you to read the whole part of that for yourself. I'm just going to focus on the first part of the scripture, and then a little later on, I'm going to talk about one of the important parts in the prophecy that was in this particular scripture. The Holy Spirit comes is the subtitle. On the day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection, 7 weeks was 49 days, right? So then one more day makes 50. Ah, Pentecost. The believers were meeting together in one place, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a roaring or a mighty wind in the skies above them. It filled the like a mighty windstorm in the skies above them, and it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire settled on each one of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Godly Jews or religious people from many nations were living in Jerusalem at the time, because they would all come to Jerusalem for all the holy feasts. So they were in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. And when they heard this sound, they came running to see what it was all about. And they were bewildered to hear their own languages spoken by believers. They were beside themselves and they wondered, how can this be? These people are all from Galilee, and yet they're speaking the languages of the lands where we were born. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and the province of Asia, and all the other areas. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing and the understanding of that particular part of the story in Acts chapter 2.